welcome to the Pacifica Matters Arena for the Pacifica World Wrestling Federation mouth-offs. In this corner we have Bob Bazanko,
mild-mannered history professor from U of H.
In the other corner, articulating the viewpoints of the Houston Lab, a master of oration, and Hugh Lab's political minister of information, the awesome and really scary Michael the...
Fuck you, Bob.
Pimentel. There's the bell.
How do you stop that? You can't come out and say, you know, you can't cover this. So you try to attack the people who cover it. And you can't really get them on the issues, so you do it through innuendo and rumor and things like that. So these are real things. I mean, clearly the authorities and people in power are concerned about this, and it would be totally naive to think they aren't, that we're not doing something that really does concern the ruling elite, the power elite. And be prepared for more of this. I mean, it's not going away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done.
I don't know who's next on the stack. I think it's Michael Pimentel.
My comments are very limited.
That's good to know.
I think that the comments that Bob makes, the comments that...
How many times can you use the word comments in a sentence?
I haven't really heard any of the other comments. I think it's very relevant for us to consider our place in the system of things.
The thing system, yes.
However, I believe...
That Spider-Man was a documentary.
That the current situation under discussion is nothing more than a political operation to destabilize the currently seated local advisory board at KPFT.
Where would a horse's ass go without stables?
I think that the behavior of the individuals involved clearly demonstrates this. It is not something that is unheard of. As a matter of fact, the very individuals involved in this particular recitation are the same individuals who have been involved before in very similar attempts to destabilize, very similar successful attempts to destabilize this particular local advisory board. Now, I believe
that L. Ron Hubbard has it all figured out.
That Bob is playing a political game here. I'm sure that Bob feels if the people on the local board that he disagrees with were gone, that everything would be all okay.
I thought we were just after the lying scumbags.
It's also clear that...
Oh, good. More clarity.
Bob feels that the KPFT community consists of the independent media activist.
Lab investigation of indie media will be forthcoming.
And unfortunately, that's just not the case. If it were true, they would be here at KPFT today, but it is not the case. None of them are here.
You're missing a free beer, Bob.
There's at least one person on the line.
Henry Kissinger.
Who really deeply understands the politics.
Indeed, a refined expression of political thought.
Of the situation here in Houston. Now, I don't know that Raphael specifically appreciates the specific inner working.
Oh, it's far too sophisticated for Raphael to grasp, I'm sure.
But I can say this. The information that y'all have...
How Texan of you.
...is... bullshit.
Yeehaw, I believe.
It's based on lies and rhetoric that...
Michael.
No, I'm not gonna stop, Raphael.
Well, I'm not asking you to stop, Michael.
Okay.
So I just wanted to ask you politely to be careful about personalizing your comments and to address...
Hold on.
Address specific content and specific political issues and specific structural issues so that our audience isn't lost in debates about personality.
Okay. The specific personnel issues are Mr. Bazanko.
Boy, you really grasped the heart of that objection. Mr. Collins
has successfully endeavored to eliminate one member of our KPFT local advisory board. He did this on a program of Radio for Houston in late January.
By utilizing the space-based Radio for Houston death ray...
The evidence is up on the website.
And you can own your very own copy.
Don't believe that this particular
special.
My discussions with people here at KPFT today,
Radio for Houston,
people who are attending the event,
Death Ray Show,
here that's been promoted
by sending
for,
me,
for several weeks over
Scooter,
KPFT's airwaves,
$250 million.
Seem to think that this whole discussion that we're having is entirely inconsequential.
It certainly is at this point.
And in reality,
there's plenty of that to go around.
Okay, I appreciate the concepts that Mr. Bezanko feels like he's being unfairly
slandered,
criticized for whatever he might say he's saying.
Oh, that's it. Oh,
but
it's so clear once you understand
the fact of the matter is, the local advisory board asked the manager of the station, along with other management personnel within the station, to conduct an investigation about this alleged incident that happened here at the station. Now, that was entirely appropriate.
An historical moment in the history of propriety.
We asked that one of our national board member, George Barnstone, who just happens to be an ex officio member, report to us back on the results of that investigation. Now, I didn't ever expect that we would say, okay, well, here's who's to blame, or here's,
we did figure that out.
Or who's telling the truth.
It was an immaculate avoidance of the truth.
I didn't ever expect anything like that to come out of that.
Why would you want an investigation to come to the conclusion of
what should have come out of this is an explicit understanding about how mediation of conflicts like this would proceed. Obviously, that hasn't happened, and obviously, it is a terrible disappointment to me.
Unbearable pain, I'm sure.
And the ongoing discussion about eliminating people from any part of Pacifica is inappropriate.
Okay, we need more babbling, paranoid schizophrenics.
And unacceptable in my eyes.
Of course, pathological liars as well.
Now, I don't know what you've been discussing. I've been part of the conversation.
And especially people who attack programmers.
But I know what I've seen on the internet coming from Mr. Bezanko and Mr. Hep Ingham.
We need more governance like that, yes. We need to attack the programmers.
And I can only say that it is clear that they intend to utilize this particular situation to their advantage so that they can remove members of the board that they see as perhaps
liars and scumbags, self-interested fools and power freaks and cheap aroma with little Bo Peep diplomas and,
in disagreement with their particular points of view. Now, that may or may not be true, but whatever the situation, their tactics are not acceptable and will not be responded to favorably under any circumstance.
Ooh, them's fighting words.
May I respond to this?
Well,
I'm leaving the line. I want to thank you very much for your consideration. I don't have any more interest in discussing this.
Well,
thank you very much.
I think that says a lot, doesn't it?
Well, Bob, if you had something to say to me, you would have said it to me before now, asshole.
Thank you, Michael.
And
I
think that that's a good time to
I'm not gonna stop saying I'm not gonna stop.
Welcome back to Pacifica World Wrestling Federation. We're set for round two. In this corner we have Professor Bob Bezanko, mild-mannered history professor from U of H. In the other corner we have...
Fuck you, Bob.
Yeah,
I
don't want to take up a lot of time because I, really wanted to talk about larger issues here, and I think that previous, tirade makes my point.
Fuck you, Bob.
Michael?
No, I'm not going to shut up.
Michael, this is an internet radio broadcast. This is not an occasion. This is not a bar room.
Hey, that's what I told him at the lab meeting.
Michael, some of this is also a national broadcast, and some.
I am sorry, but I feel this man is taking political advantage, and he's manipulating you people into.
But can we keep the conversation civil and perhaps give everyone a chance? You did have a.
Well, perhaps that might be okay.
Thank you.
Rather than, Michael, please remain on the stack when you want to make comments, if you're going to stay.
That's fine.
Rather than deal with issues of Pacificus mission and questions like, you know, you brought up, you know, a voice for the voiceless, censorship and the myth of balance, what we have or is this long-term campaign of smears. And that's really, I mean, undermining Pacificus mission terribly. I don't think the people here, you know, want to get into a blow-by-blow about Houston's lab and so forth. I'd be glad to talk about it if anybody's really interested. But there are just so much more important questions at hand here. In fact, if I had a role to play in Dan Jones resigning, I'll take credit for it because he'd been spreading lies and rumors and slanders, you know, for a long time about free speech, radio news, about flashpoints, and so forth. So, I mean, this,
would you like to? And that's would you like to establish some background for your fucking accusations,
Michael?
And that's the point we made earlier.
If you interrupt again and curse again, I'm going to ask you to hang up.
This is part of a larger pattern. Where
what you're doing is part of a larger pattern, actually,
well,
Bob.
You know what? I got to go anyway. This is what I've done for six weeks.
This is why I'm going to deal with Pacifica. Hold on, Bob.
Bye-bye, Bob.
Because for 6 weeks, every morning, every day, I've had to deal with this from a small group of people, and Dwayne Bradley has sat on his hands, and the lab is openly complicit in it, and you have two national board members who don't have the least sense about this.
Bye-bye, Bob.
So,
does everyone have the alternate code?
But I will get it, so I will hang up.
Thanks for having me on.
We'll call, who was that?
Would you like to establish some background for your fucking accusations? Bye-bye, Bob. Fuck you, Bob. Well, Bob, you know, if you had something to say to me, you would have said it to me before now, asshole. No, I'm not gonna stop.